I'm Allison Keyes, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, The Help opens in theaters today. We'll have one of the stars with us. Actress Viola Davis has been criticized for accepting the role of Maid Abilene. Hear what she has to say in just a few minutes. But first, we go to Britain, where an exponential increase in police on the streets is beginning to quiet the city of London after 5 days of intense rioting. British Prime Minister David Cameron called Parliament back from its recess and cut short his own vacation to deal with the crisis. Here he is speaking at a press conference on Tuesday.
This continued violence is simply not acceptable, and it will be stopped. We will not put up with this in our country. We will not allow a culture of fear to exist on our streets.
That clip of British Prime Minister David Cameron comes courtesy of Sky News. Hundreds of people have been arrested across the nation, and the clashes flared up in other British cities, including Manchester and Birmingham. The riot started as a protest after the police shooting of a black man last Thursday, but the demonstration rapidly degenerated into chaos. For the latest on the riots, we're joined by Ian Evans. He reports from London for the Christian Science Monitor. Also with us is Simon Woolley, the founder and director of Britain's Operation Black Vote. His organization works to address social and racial inequalities. Welcome, gentlemen, to the program.
Hi there. Pleasure to be on.
Ian, let me start with you. 16,000 police officers were on the streets last night. What's the difference on the streets of London?
The difference in 24 hours was quite remarkable. Basically, areas of London were saturated with police on foot and in vans and in cars and in helicopters and mounted police, and it basically did the trick. And there was very little trouble in London. There was a little bit out in East London, but by and large, it was quite peaceful. But of course, that wasn't the case in other cities, as you mentioned earlier, in places like Manchester and Nottingham and Liverpool and Birmingham, where there has been a lot of copycat rioting and, criminality and looting.
Simon, what are you hearing about who is doing the rioting?
Well, it depends where you go. I mean, you're looking at what we describe here as working class kids, women and young men. Many of them would say that they feel they have little hope. And some of them are taking advantage of a political situation. This whole problem, as you mentioned, started after the death of a black man who was shot by the police and killed. But the reports after that death suggested that he fired at the police, and now there's some confusion and debate whether he did or not. So it was that lack of information and misinformation that sparked a peaceful protest, which escalated into something very much bigger. And those that feel they have few opportunities have used this, hijacked it in some way to really vent their anger at society in a way that is, as people have said, is unacceptable and, quite frankly, horrifying if you're on the receiving end.
Simon, let me ask, are the rioters racially mixed?
Broadly speaking, yes, they are. I mean, in London, of course, London has very big black populations, and in those inner city areas, they're predominantly black, but not exclusively. But as Ian mentioned, yesterday there were riots up in Manchester, and the rioters there were predominantly white.
Ian, what can you tell us about the specifics of the police shooting that sparked all this?
Okay, well, I think it's important to say that the man dead, Mark Duggan, he was supposedly in a gang, a North London gang, and he was armed, and there were bullets in his gun. Now, as Simon says, you know, the factors around the killing are disputed and there is an investigation going on.
Because there's no evidence, allegedly, that his gun was fired, right?
No, I was just about to say, initially police said that they thought he had shot at them. Now, that sparked, as Simon said, you know, a peaceful vigil outside a police station in North London in Tottenham on Saturday. And unfortunately, the police didn't address that. And I think they probably acknowledged that they really should have gone and addressed the crowd and tried to answer questions as and when. Now, the people I've spoken to, and the policemen I've spoken to, say this is really not quite much to do with what happened in Tottenham and Mark Duggan. It's just down to pure criminality.
So they're saying that this doesn't have anything to do with the original cause for this. It's not about the shooting of a black man. Now it's just gone into chaos.
I mean, you know, there will be people who will try and draw this into the calculation. But, you know, even the guys I spoke to in Clapham Junction, you know, during and after the trouble, really admitted. They said, no, it's got nothing to do with that. I want some nice trainers or a stereo. And I don't think we should mix the two up.
We need to understand the climate in which a generation of young people can behave this way. I mean, in the last year or so...
And just so we're clear, this is Simon speaking.
Yes. In the last year or so, these young people have seen the looting of another fashion. They've seen looting by the politicians, abusing their expenses and stealing from the public. They've seen looting by the international banking world in terms of reckless banking and stealing hundreds of millions of pounds. They've seen looting from the other authorities, such as the big news media conglomerates, in phone hacking and collusion with the police. These are all forms of looting. And so for them, this is their form of looting. Now, that's not to say it's acceptable in any way, shape or form, but those in charge, those in authority, have not showed a good example. When these young people feel they have little or no opportunities, then it just adds to their feeling of inequality, and they're kicking back.
Let me jump in here and say, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Allison Keyes. We're talking about the riots in Britain with Ian Evans, reporter for the Christian Science Monitor, and Simon Woolley, director of the UK's Operation Black Vote. Ian, I'm curious. I mean, these riots have seemed to have stirred up some old racial issues. I mean, from the 1980s battles between blacks and police over alleged police brutality, in addition to the issues Simon was talking about.
Draw those comparisons, but this is a totally different kettle of fish. And to try and draw comparisons between hacking and News of the World...
Okay, wait a minute. You can't talk over each other because we can't hear you. Ian, hang on. Simon, 10 seconds. Go.
I do beg to differ. When you look at the data, black people are 26 times more likely to be stopped, searched and harassed by the police than their white peers. In the last 6 months alone, there have been 5 deaths of black people in the hands of the police under very dubious circumstances. Now, it's not a complete parallel to the 1980s, but if you're black, you still see the police as an institution that works against you, not for you.
Simon, we're in America, so black means a lot of things here. To be clear, what does it mean in Britain? Is it simply Africans? Is it just Caribbeans?
Well, Operation Black Vote used the term political black, so African Asians and Caribbeans, but there are different experiences. At the moment, well, in the last few years, the focus of racial hatred and religious hatred has been targeted towards Muslims in this country, and they cover African Asian and Caribbeans.
Ian, I need to ask you, it seems that you feel that the narrative here has been focusing way too much on black teens. Is that true?
I mean, Simon said himself at the start, I mean, the kids who are rioting up in Manchester are white. A lot of the kids I've seen down in, you know, parts of Colliers Wood and Ealing, and you know, I could run through all the boroughs of it, are white. There are Asian kids. There are black kids.
Ian, is there anything that is tying all of these different racial groups together besides just criminality? Is there any issue that you see, that you've heard from the people you've spoken to, that are tying them together?
There's probably two strands, you know, for the guys who are doing it. Yes, poverty. I mean, clearly these guys are from a certain strand of society who don't have very much and they're poor. The haves, if you like, in society are quite outraged, and they're either, you know, black, Asian cop, you know, shopkeepers, whites, you name it. I mean, I think there's been universal revulsion about what's happened. So this isn't a black and white issue. This isn't a black and Asian issue. This is a society issue.
I want to ask you both a question. Ian, I want you to answer first. What do political leaders there need to do to see an end to a riot? And after Ian, Simon, answer.
Well, I think Cameron's tread a good line. I mean, I would be a bit upset if they started using water cannon and rubber bullets and all these kind of things. I think he's told the police to act harshly and strongly. And I think, you know, by flooding London and other cities with enough officers, I think he's done the right thing. But I wouldn't like to see more violence, because I think violence breeds violence.
Simon, what are you hearing from the people you've spoken to?
Well, I've spoken to black politicians and black community leaders, particularly those from the church. And we are hoping to come together on Monday to take a view on this, that we need firm policing, but we need a medium and long-term strategy that gives people hope, that gives people opportunities, that gives people the level of equality that they can shine.
Ian, how do you think these ongoing riots are going to affect class tensions between the young people and the authorities there, or is it a broader issue than just young people?
Unfortunately, I think that the guys who are, you know, I say guys, the women, you know, the boys and girls who are taking part in these riots are from a certain section of society where maybe sort of discipline and respect for authority and maybe family life has broken down. I mean, I think all societies around the world have this kind of feral unit, if you like. It's a difficult issue to deal with a piece of elastoplast. I mean, clearly, you know, all communities need to sort of build up respect for, you know, each other. But obviously we have to, and I agree with Simon, you know, we do have to address why they've done it. But I think by simply saying that they do it because they're very poor is an insult to poor people in other parts of the country and places where I come from, like Wales and the valleys of Wales and poor areas of, you know, East Anglia, for example. I don't see them rioting. I don't see them breaking the law, and I don't see them smashing shops and ruining other people's lives.
Simon, what do you see that authorities could do to lower the tensions?
Yes. Well, the young people have got to feel that they are not kicked around by the authorities, and they strongly feel that. Particularly in the inner city areas. We've got to have a meaningful conversation. There's got to be resources that give them a pathway to fulfill their potential. And everybody's got to be involved, the young people themselves, the churches, the authorities, the government. You know, we've got to remain hopeful in these days of destruction. Ian's right. It's not simply a black and white thing. There are racial elements, of course. But together we can get through this.
All right, gentlemen, we've got to leave it there. Simon Woolley is founder and director of the UK's Operation Black Vote, a community organization working to address racial inequalities. Ian Evans is a correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. Both joined us on the phone from London. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. All the best.
Coming up, the new film The Help examines the lives of domestic workers in civil rights era Mississippi. Actress Viola Davis had reservations about taking the part, but decided,
"It's not my responsibility as an actress to play the social message. It is my job as an actor to just play the human being."
Actress Viola Davis, coming up on Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Allison Keyes.